Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Happy Sunday to you and yours. We'd like to welcome you to the Wake Up Ministry Sunday Enlightenment Services. Thank you for gracing us with your presences on this beautifully blessed Sunday of our Lord, Sunday, December 27, 2015. Our services will begin with the Lord's Prayer, as led by Sister Naya and Brother Yuri, followed by a scripture as presented by Sister Jay. We will then move on to a psalm as read by Sister Zai. Finally, we will be welcoming the humble man of God, the good minister of God's movement, Dr. Howard C. Taylor, Jr., and he will be enlightening us today with God's word on this glorious day, bringing truth and light. We pray that your eyes, hearts, and ears be open, and that your path to salvation be guided and directed by God's word. Amen. Please remember that you can listen live to any of our services simply by calling in to 619-924-0821 or by visiting blogtalkradio.com/Waking Up Ministries every Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. You can also listen to any one of our archived shows by visiting that same link. Please don't forget to like us on Facebook and keep up with updates in your daily dose of God's Word at facebook.com/Waking Up Ministries. Also, if you are in need of prayer, healing, exorcisms, cleansings, assistance with your spiritual warfare, or seeking a closer walk with Jesus Christ, please feel free to call or text and be sure to leave a message on our prayer line at 337-502-9553, or you can send us an email to wakeupministries1@gmail.com. Thank you again for joining us. And let the services begin.
Our Father,
Abba Father,
who art in heaven,
our heaven,
hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come,
thy will be done,
thy will be done, Father,
on earth
as it is in heaven.
Amen.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and
forgive us our debt, as we forgive
our
debtors,
lead
not into temptation,
but
deliver us
from evil.
The thy is the kingdom,
and
the power, and the glory,
forever
and ever. God, and
amen.
Amen.
I will be reading Proverbs chapter 15, verses 32 through 33. He that refuseth instruction despiseth his own soul, but he that heareth reproof getteth understanding. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility. Amen.
Amen.
Psalms chapter 144, verses 1 through 4. Bless be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and he in whom I trust. Who subdueth my people under me? The Lord, Lord, what is man that thou takest knowledge of him, or the son of man that thou makest account of him? Man is like to vanity. His days are like a shadow that passeth away. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for joining us on another blessed Sunday. We're going to be headed to Matthew chapter 24, verse 4 through 5. That's where we're going to end it. And we're going to also read, you can make a note of Exodus 20, verse 3 through 6, and Matthew 15, verse 3 through 11. But before we get started, I'd like y'all to bow your head. Ladies, cover your heads. Men, uncover your head so we can get started. Father God, I want to thank you for another opportunity you allowed me to serve you. I want to thank you for each and every blessing, each and every ear, listener, and spirit listening to your message today, Father God. We also ask that you circumcise the ears and hearts of the listeners, so they can be ministered properly. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to end on Matthew 24, verse 4 through 5. You can follow along if you like. We're going to start with Exodus, verse chapter 20, verse 3 through 6. Okay, we're going to get started. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children, upon the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Amen. We're going to head to Matthew 15, verse 3 through 11. But he answered and said unto them, why do ye also transgress the commandment of God by your tradition? For God commanded, saying, honor thy father and mother, and he that curses his father and mother, let him die to death. But ye say, whosoever shall say to his father or his mother, it is a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, and honor not his father or his mother, he shall be free. Thus have ye made the commandment of God of none effect by your tradition? Ye hypocrites, well did Esaias prophesy of you, saying, this people draweth nigh unto me with their mouth, and honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. But in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandments of men. And he called the multitude and said unto them, hear and understand, not that which goeth in the mouth defileth the man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth the man. Now we're going to head to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 through 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Now read verse 4 again. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you, and ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, so that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. So we're going to stop there. You know, a lot of us noticed that this week, a worldly holiday has passed, and Jesus mentioned about tradition, following tradition. And most people follow traditions and don't understand what they truly are or where they come from. So as usual, we're going to educate you a little bit about the Christmas holiday. The Christmas was originally started in Rome, and it was a pagan holiday and still is a pagan holiday because all the things are exactly the same, just watered down a little. Because you can't start worshiping demons and switch it up and saying you're worshiping God, because it doesn't exist. And nobody knows exactly when Jesus' birthday is. It definitely isn't December 26th, because Jesus was born closer to the beginning of the year, and December is at the end. But the reason they say it's Jesus' birthday, the so-called Christians back then were the Romans. They thought it would make people more comfortable. And the holiday was originally Saturnalia. Might be pronounced wrong, but it's S-A-T-U-R-N-A-L-I-A. If you want to Google it and further find out the truth. And so Christians, so-called Christians at the time, they said they was going to keep that tradition in order to recruit these pagans to try to save them. But the Bible tells us that God says he will send people to us, and he will tell us that they're coming. So we don't have to look and search for them. Because on numerous occasions, if you read your Bible and you're a student of the Word, you'll see that God came to people in dreams, or he sent one of his angels to speak with people and let them know something was going to happen. Sometimes it was in a parable. Sometimes it was in a weird dream that they had to get translated, but he still told them. So we don't have to chase down people to bring to Christ. They're going to come to it. So let's get a little more into this so-called Christmas holiday, which was originally Saturnalia, which is a pagan holiday. Started in Rome. And between December 17th to 25th, it was a lawless week. The courts were closed. There was no punishment ever done on that holiday. So you can do whatever you wanted, okay? The community used to force people to eat food, celebrate. They used to run the streets singing naked, raping and murdering people on that holiday, and they would not be punished for their crime. So this is what the holiday Christmas that people celebrate, if they're celebrating it, you're still celebrating the same thing. Plus, authorities would kill people. Supposedly, they're forcing out dark forces. Pagans. There's nothing in witchcraft that consists of God. They had human sacrifices. They were over-intoxicated. They did all kinds of sexual acts at the time, eating people and eating biscuits that were shaped like people. So the 4th century CE, Christianity, what I mentioned before, that was the time period, they imported this pagan holiday and their traditions into posing Christianity. And you and I can tell that it's not, they weren't Christian, because the Bible tells us not to betwixt ourselves with evil or wicked people. There's nothing good about a person that is over intoxicating themselves, which the Bible tells us not to do, lusting over people, raping people, murdering people, and I'm sure they did every other commandment they broke. And I'll go on and let you know a little more. This holiday, they also worship trees, and they would cut down trees and bring in their houses. And in the form of ritual, they would decorate those trees that they were worshiping, which people still do today. And they don't even understand the transition that they're going through. They're constantly doing pagan ritual and don't even understand it. And these same Roman had their enemies of their city force them to give them gifts on that day. And like the mistletoe was started with the Druids, and the Druids would poison the people that they were going to sacrifice with mistletoe. And later, it became the Christians, so-called Christians, took up on it as being, you have to kiss someone if you step on the mistletoe, which is not a rule of God. The Bible tells us nothing about kissing someone other than greet your brethren with the holy kiss, which is on the cheek or the head, or your holy sister. And these are all holidays, believe it or not, that Satan has set up. And if you don't know God, you don't know his commandments, and you don't truly read the Bible and educate yourself, you fall into these pagan traditions that you constantly do over and over and over, and it takes you further and further away from Christ. And then when the time comes and you wonder why God is not around, why this is going bad, why that is going bad, it's not because you're a bad person, but it's because you're worshiping the devil. You carried on sorcery, because all the pagans were sorcerers, witchcraft. There's nothing good about that. And Disney has a lot of movies that shows how cool it is to hang out with genies. All a djinn is a head demon. That's all a djinn is. And they play with you, and they come at you like you're their friend. But when you trade, you have to trade off certain things. And what we were speaking about earlier are tradition, man's tradition. People would prefer carrying on man's tradition and dragged into hell than to carry on God's tradition, sin, to God's kingdom. Become once again a citizen in God's house. Not God's city, but God's house. And what a mighty God we serve. Those that do serve the mighty God. And God mentioned in the Bible before, not going to quote it word for word, but he spoke about your God, worship me. And he was telling this to the wicked and evil people of the past. You know, there was Pharisees, the scribes, the Egyptians, Gentiles, so on and so forth. But God is awesome. And there's not a friend like Jesus. Jesus said there was nothing like laying down your life for a friend. And he did that. And just seeing that, we know that he considered us, and God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to lay down his life for us. But we still worship tradition that we don't even know the history. Just because other people do it, we're going to do it. And it's time people become leaders and stop being followers. Traditions are carried on by followers. Leaders start new things. Our leaders lead God's tradition, God's commandments, God's statutes, God's laws, and are not afraid to do it because they are children of God. And if we have anyone here that's looking to have a closer walk with Jesus, so you can have a closer walk with his Father, with my Father, with our Father, unless we don't want to be his sons and daughters, which would be very stupid and ignorant on our part, but we are sometimes that way. So if you're looking to be baptized, if you're looking to know more about Jesus and his Father, you got some weird happening going on in your life, you might have a curse on you. You might have some ill will spoken by a group of people or one faithful person. You might just need an exorcism because you let something in your life or home unaware. And it's okay, we do that sometimes. But God sent us here to assist you with all that. So you can give us a call at 337-502-9553 or email us at wakeupministries1@gmail.com and allow us to assist you with the work that God has given us to assist you with. Before we leave, ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head.
so we can get started. Father God, I want to thank you for this awesome opportunity you allowed me to serve you, and I pray that you continually serve, allow me to serve you, and place a heavier anointing on me and my household and the ministry that you have allotted to us to do your work in your son's name, Father God. We want to thank you for all and anyone out there, Father God, that needs you, that went through this hump, through this horrible tradition that man has placed on them and they are not aware of. We pray that you allow us to vanquish these evil entities and crush them and these holidays, Father God. I want to thank you. I want to cast all hexes, vexes, curses, ill will, sorcery of any kind, any gins, anything that is not of God, of Christ. We acknowledge it. We annihilate it in Jesus' name today. In this holiday, Father God, we place this holiday also on your hitness, Father God. We will eradicate this tradition from the calendars, from your word, from your rule. In Jesus' name, my Lord and Savior, I pray. In Jesus' name, Father God, we accept this victory for you. Amen.
Amen.